Good morning, PJ Collins, founder of Australia's very first arts party, and welcome to Arts Canvas.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course, the first question that occurs to everybody is, why haven't we had an arts party before? And I suppose, why have we got an arts party now?
Well, the first one's a great question, because when we came up with the idea over a couple of beers and a moan at the state of the treatment of the arts and our cultural lives and our access to popular culture, I think the first thought I had in the morning was, you know, surely this has been done before. Surely somebody's already started an arts party. But no, I checked, and in fact, I'm sure thousands have thought about it, but no one's ever acted on it. And I'm not just talking here, but anywhere in the world. So I was pretty stunned to realize that, you know, there was no registration for arts party online. There didn't exist anywhere. The closest I came to finding one was a talk of setting up a culture party in Denmark about 5 years ago, which didn't go anywhere. So even now, we are literally the only arts party devoted to arts and culture in the world, and also obviously the only one that's ever been crowdfunded into existence in Australia. So why we should have one? Because the importance of arts and culture and popular culture in every form and every area of our creative lives, they're not represented in our governments. We're basically tag team between two parties who sit in the center of some sort of ideology spectrum and take turns on basically running this country. And essentially, they don't see that there's any votes in arts and culture, and so they don't look out for it. They don't basically try and improve it and develop it. And we consider it an essential part of everybody's lives. Everybody defines their past and their lives by a song or sayings. The emotional markers of everyone's lives are actually really focused around those sorts of experiences and events, whether it be a picture or a movie or a quote or music. There are so many things that define us and help us grow. And obviously, it affects every corner of our lives, so it's not sort of a one-issue thing. I mean, whether it be education or community building, social cohesion, health, they're all affected by the artistic and creative life that are inside every one of us.
Well, I suppose one of the reasons why there hasn't been an equivalent party started overseas is because they never seem to question the importance of all those things that you've actually just pointed out, the absolute essential nature of the arts to our whole existence. And in Australia, it seems to be a very dispensable and disposable item, particularly by politicians, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It really comes down to, do they think there's votes in the arts? And they basically don't. So as a result, they don't really care, because that's ultimately what really matters to the politicians. And we've seen the treatment. I mean, there's been moments in the history of Australia where there have been leaders, you know, that have actually stepped up and, you know, actually not just talked the talk, but walked the walk. So because every single leader says, oh, it's very important. And yet at the same time, very few of them actually do anything above and beyond holding the status quo in terms of public funding. And really, lately, that's absolutely gone down the tubes. So our current government are clearly have no interest in holding any kind of status quo at all. And the result is that across the country, the small and medium-sized organisations are basically collapsing right now. And essentially, the big losers are the Australian people, because the ability to go to a youth theatre and essentially learn where your passions lie, to have access to music education in schools. I mean, the whole concept of having the arts as a core part of a rounded education is completely being bypassed. I mean, we're constantly going on right now about, you know, STEAM, not STEM, this whole science, technology, engineering, maths. Well, the arts have to be in there too. But it seems to have been lost in this sort of drive for technology is everything. So that's why we have to stand up and do something right now. And it's not a dress rehearsal. We need to make a change now. And essentially, it doesn't matter who's in charge. We have to influence who takes over next, because arts and culture is outside some sort of left-right spectrum. You know, it's not a left thing or a right thing. It's an everything for everybody. So we just want to come up with better ideas and better ways forward, point out how important this is in Australia's life, and basically help them to make better choices around supporting access for every Australian to actually not just witness, but also participate, to be creators themselves. You know, we're a country of 24 million artists, if you like.
So we can lay the blame perhaps at politicians not leading, but as you said, they feel there's no votes in it. Now, why do they feel there's no votes in it? Do we think perhaps we're just getting now to a point where we're seeing the culmination of decades of neglect of the arts to the point that people don't realise that it's actually an essential part of our well-rounded community and civilisation?
Yeah, it's funny because when the surveys are done, you know, 89% of, in the last time it was done, 89% of Australians thought, you know, that the arts was a key part of a rounded education, and that, you know, it was a, you know, that was that, and 85% of these surveys were done by the Australia Council, but 85% or thereabouts considered the arts a really important part of their lives, whether it be in, you know, in books or music or film or, you know, or theatre or whatever else. And basically, the truth is, though, that when it comes to understanding, you know, where the value is, it's only, you don't miss it till it's gone. I think that's the approach, really, that people aren't going to realise what they've lost until they've lost it. And that's the problem right now. I mean, we need to stand up and make noise now before the damage is so great. It's going to take a huge amount of effort to rebuild that sort of grassroots access to, you know, just new experiences, basically. And we're far more than simply a bunch of TV watchers, which is what the government seems to think is, the de facto culture that we need. And I think that the key thing is that when people realise, you know, that there is an option to show their support on a ballot slip, then they will vote for something that they actually believe in. So there's no question that there is, you know, support for it. It's just nobody ever mixes arts and politics until now. So we're just going to see with this grand experiment exactly what kind of a voice we can, you know, an outcry we can pull together. Because ultimately, it's a dark time for anyone who's working in the arts or cultural sectors right now.
So the formation of the Australian Arts Party was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, 18 months ago now.
Mm-hmm. And what stage is it at now, after sort of getting a fairly solid membership, which could always increase? I'd advise listeners out there to go and look up the Arts Party and join up. But we're now coming up to a stage where you can actually put yourself up as a legitimate political party alongside, say, the Greens or the Hunters, Shooters, Fishing Party and all those other kinds of guys.
Exactly, that's right. So 18 months in, and we've got a bit over 1,600 paid members, which is quite different to a lot of the small parties that exist, which are all based on free members. And then we've got probably 10,000 odd people now on the, a bit over actually, on the mailing list. So that is a nice position to be in. We are very young. We are 18 months old. We haven't got any kind of, you know, big benefactors sitting behind us right now, and everything is run on membership fees and donations, and so it's very much a grassroots movement to make a change for all of us. So it's, the election is around the corner, and it's a big challenge ahead of us, and we're up for that challenge. We've got candidates. We're obviously finding candidates right now and announcing them, and we've got a policy platform that we're going to put out next week. And it's an exciting time. So we're putting all the pieces in place to be able to stand the candidates. You know, we could still use some more money, and we could definitely use some more visibility. But in terms of getting everything in place, doing everything we can, it's definitely all forming nicely for this federal election this year.
So how many candidates are you fielding in the coming election then?
Well, the plan is to field at least two for the Senate in every state and territory, because that would give every Australian the option of voting for the arts as an above-the-line option. And as you say, it would be like Labor, Liberal, Greens, Shooters and Fishers, and arts up there out of the kind of mess of the bottom part of the Senate form. And then on top of that, we'd like to stand some lower house candidates around the place as well. So there's probably going to be five or six of them. Or perhaps more. I mean, really, the biggest limit for us right now is just financially, because it is, you know, it costs, basically, to run a political campaign. So, you know, and then we're talking about doing multiple ones there. So it's going to be I think we're, I mean, again, also finding the right candidates. I mean, we've basically found, we've announced eight so far, and there's more in the pipeline, some really interesting characters that we're going to announce over the next few weeks. But yeah, so in total, 20 to 30 candidates will stand in total.
Okay, sounds like very exciting times, and I'm actually personally pleased to say that I joined the Arts Party very early in the game. I'm a founding member. And I encourage everybody else to go off and join the Arts Party too. If we can sit here and whinge about it over our beers, as you say, for quite some time, but nothing's going to change unless we make it change. So thanks very much for founding the party, PJ. I think that's fantastic. For the rest of you, is there a website people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. So it's www.artsparty.org. And we can also be found on Facebook as well if you look up the Arts Party. We appear there as well, and we've been setting up pages for all the candidates too, and I'm certainly hoping to be standing some candidates in in northern New South Wales as well, so it's all good. Exciting time. So yeah, please do find out more online about us.
Thanks for talking to us today, PJ.